No bill?
No way.
No bill?
No way.
No bill?
No way.
Congress can't sit by anymore or stand by anymore while Americans die. It's time for us to act. Yeah, yeah.
North Florida Congresswoman Gwen Graham led the No Bill, No Break chant during a sit-in that lasted a little over a day on the House floor. She and other House Democrats demanded the Republican-led House vote on gun control measures.
We need smarter gun safety laws to keep our streets, our schools, our sanctuaries, whether it's a church in Charleston or a club in Orlando.
But in response to the protest, Speaker Paul Ryan adjourned the House early until July 5th. That didn't deter Democrats, and a few hours before the sit-in came to a close Thursday, South Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch gave an impassioned speech.
26 and 7-year-old babies were slaughtered in Newtown. This House has done nothing.
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 Since then. And so, yeah, I'm cold and I'm tired and I'm hungry. But these are feelings that I'm so privileged to have because so many will never feel that again.
Sandy Hook Elementary School children weren't the only victims of the mass shooting in Connecticut in 2012. Six were adults.
My name is Erica Lafferty-Smigelski, and I am the proud daughter of Don Lafferty Hochsprung, who was shot and killed at Sandy Hook 3.5 years ago.
Erica Lafferty-Smigelski's mom was the principal of Sandy Hook, and when the Senate recently rejected 4 gun control proposals, she was very angry.
I am livid that Congress did not do its job. Despite the historic filibuster launched by my home state senator, Chris Murphy, and despite the nearly 200,000 people who reached out to Congress over the past week, whether they were making phone calls, signing petitions, or calling for action to disarm hate after the tragedy in Orlando.
Lucy McBath, the mother of slain teen Jordan Davis, was also disappointed. Her son was fatally shot during a dispute over loud music at a Jacksonville gas station.
My beautiful son Jordan was taken from me in the blink of an eye in the pull of a trigger on November 23, 2012. Jordan was only 17 years old. Since my son was stolen from me, there have been countless other shootings.
McBath is encouraged by the House Democrats' sit-in for more gun control laws and says the fight isn't over. And as part of a group called Every Town for Gun Safety, she's taking that fight to the ballot box.
So I say to those who have failed us, make no mistake, we will remember in November. This time there's a counterweight to the gun lobby, and Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, and the Every Town Survivor Network are going to make a gun safety litmus test for electing candidates come this November.
Amid turmoil over gun control in Congress, a bipartisan proposal by Republican Senator Susan Collins managed to survive a procedural vote 46-52, but it may still not have the 60 votes needed to pass. The bill prevents those on the no-fly list from buying guns, as well as those on a selectee list who must receive extra screening at airports.
Basically, 2,700 that are being watched for terrorist actions. Do I want them to be able to go and get one of those killing machines?
Democratic Florida Senator Bill Nelson got a provision into Collins' proposal to alert the FBI if someone taken off the terrorist watch list within the last 5 years buys a gun. He says it could have helped in stopping the Orlando mass shooter who'd been taken off the terrorist watch list. Omar Mateen had been interviewed 3 times in 2013 and 2014 by the FBI. He bought the assault rifle about a week before the Orlando attack.
It won't stop his purchase, but it will ping the FBI so that the FBI will have that information and can act on it and go question him again. That's not too much to ask for those of us all that stand up for the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment.
But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio disagrees. In a statement, Rubio, who voted against keeping Collins' proposal in place, says it, quote, does not afford law-abiding Americans their full due process rights. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.